Today I want to talk about forgiveness. So in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, Peter the Apostle, he actually goes to Jesus and he asks a very human question. He says, how many times should I forgive? That's the kind of question that we all wrestle with a version of. Sometimes it's, do I have to forgive? Should I forgive? Because forgiveness isn't easy. And Jesus responded in his typical way that he did. He told a parable. And so he said, a servant owes a king 10,000 talents. Now, for context, a single talent was worth about 20 years worth of a laborer's wages. So to owe 10,000 wasn't just a large debt. It was an impossible debt, is what Jesus was saying. Billions, right? There's no way he could ever repay it. So the servant begged for mercy, and the king did something shocking. He forgave the entire debt. Now, of course, a debt that big would have come at a great cost to the king to deal. But then that same servant goes out and he finds another servant who owes him 100 denarii. That's about 5 months worth of wages. So yeah, it's a decent amount of money, but something that probably could be repaid. And that servant begs for forgiveness, but he has him thrown in jail. Now, there's no real explanation needed to understand the meaning of the story. It's pretty clear that if we want forgiveness, we got to also extend it. Now, that's a story, but then there's a real life story of Corrie ten Boom, who survived the Nazi concentration camp. And then afterwards, she went around preaching forgiveness. And after one service that she was preaching forgiveness, one of the guards from the camp that she was at, who was particularly cruel to her sister, and her sister died in the camp. And he came up and he said, oh, it's so good that we have forgiveness. And she said in her heart, she said, Lord, I do not want to forgive this person. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said to her, you know, forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. And so what she goes to show there is something that psychologist Everett Worthington describes as decisional forgiveness versus emotional forgiveness. Emotional forgiveness is, I feel like forgiving someone. I'm there. And they're mentally and they're emotionally. Decisional forgiveness is, I don't actually feel like forgiving the other person, but I'm going to make a conscious decision to go ahead and do it. Now, he comes up with this acronym and he describes it with REACH. So R is for recall. You honestly remember the hurt without minimizing it to yourself. But then you empathize. That's the E. You try and understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Then A is for altruism. You reflect on the time that you were forgiven, and then you choose to extend that same grace. C is for commitment. You make that decision that you're going to choose to forgive. You've made that commitment. And then H is for hold on, because those feelings come back. And when they do, you just have to remind yourself that I'm doing this. Now, Jesus also reinforced this in the Lord's Prayer. He said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who forgive against us. Right? He came up with this very uncomfortable scale. So here's what I say. When we don't forgive someone, what we really say is that Jesus's blood isn't enough for them. And in doing so, we say it's not actually enough for us, because we forgive others, not because they deserve it, but because we don't deserve it. So if forgiveness isn't a feeling that you have right now, you can still take a step if you're willing. You can make that decision of forgiveness. Like, and even if that decision is, I want to forgive that person. So you can do that. And if you do that over and over and over again, it's more likely that the feeling of forgiveness will follow.
Yep. You mentioned that acronym, REACH. And I know people out there were like, wait, say it again, because I was trying to write it down. So if you don't mind repeating what REACH stands for.
I will say it again. REACH stands for, R is recall. You honestly remember the hurt to yourself without minimizing it. The E is for empathize. You try and understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. A is for altruism. You reflect on the time that you were forgiven. And so then you extend that same grace because you were forgiven, not because the other person deserved it. C is for commit. You commit to making that decision. You might even state it out loud that I am choosing to forgive this person. And then H is for you hold on to that commitment, because when that, you know, it happens one moment at a time, forgiveness. And so when those feelings come back, you remind yourself, I already have made that commitment to forgive.
Yeah. Becky, any thoughts?
Yeah, well, and to that point is, forgiveness is one big decision followed by a bunch of little decisions. Mm-hmm. It is that reminder you're talking about, Mark.